Francis, I have a five-year-old, five, seven, and He espouses yet again the values of his kingdom and how different they are from the values of human society. Power and wealth and prestige are honored among men and here in normal life. And James and John, they are excited. They want to be honored among men. But as the scripture tells us, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. As I sat with that text and carried it around with me for the week that was preparing to come, I started to wonder. In some ways, yes, this is, of course, a very straightforward message. We are here to serve others, to love God as God has loved us. But why did Jesus couch that in serving? Why did he not just say, James and John, look, you're not as important as you think you are. This is all about love. But he didn't. He chose the word, the concept, to serve. Is he trying to draw our attention to what serving is? How it works? What it means? More of the image of serving rather than the definition? When someone is served, it indicates dignity, worth, value to the one being served. Jesus leads us to the understanding that we serve not because we're told to or out of obligation, but because we understand what it does for the other person. When we serve out of love, again, it imparts dignity, worth, value to the one being served. They are encouraged. They are loved. They are lifted up. They are then able to pass that forward to others over and over again. If we can truly grasp the meaning and the understanding of serving and serving well, it changes everything. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. Because in serving, we give so much more than a task or food. You can't wrap dignity up in a box and hand it to somebody. You can't instill in them their value and their worth through a physical gift. But the gift of your time, the gift of your attention, the gift of your focus. When you serve, you bring all of that to the one that you are serving. And St. Mary's, that's what you have done through Educational Hope and your other outreach ministry partners. All of our students in our micro-scholarship program, they live in the margins of society, in the desperate and difficult places. They are born into and raised in poverty. So their questions are not, what will I be when I grow up, but who will I help? Will I have food today? How will I be able to move through this day without being discriminated against? Discrimination is not something the U.S. has a corner of the market on. It is throughout the world and in so many ways, as different values and different resources bump up against each other. Our students, will they be deemed worthy of education? These are questions that they live with every day. Now, what in the world is a micro scholarship? If you know anything about micro loans or micro business or even the etymology of micro, very small. I had the incredible privilege of going to a K-12 school in Durham, Durham Academy, amazing education, phenomenal people. My family's circumstances changed so that child living on the margins, living on the edge, that little bit that will keep them in school and keep the safety network of a school around them. And the safety network of a church, because we do this through the local churches. St. Mary's, you are making a difference in the lives of young people in Ecuador. You are imparting dignity and worth and value to the students at Emmaus. You are a part of their daily life. And they send me to say thank you. For example, Jahaya Torres. Jahaya is 11 years old. She is the only child of a young single mom. And she's being raised by her grandparents. Recently, her mother left the home. And she went to go live in another part of the country. This affected, as it would affect any 11-year-old to have their mother up and leave the house, affected her higher greatly. But because she is still in school, because she is in school through a micro-scholarship program through her church, it has kept the church community around her. They know her story. They know her name. They know her struggles. And it's kept her in that school, but the school has a psychologist. So when they saw her grades tanking, they said, what's going on? And they were able to walk with her. Is everything 100% better? No. It's still really hard when you're 11 and your mom leaves. However, she has a hope and a future. She has an education, and she has two networks of people around her and supporting her. And you have helped make that possible. Thank you. As we dream about the future, as we dream of Jahaira and the other 49 students that you help provide an education for in the Episcopal Church in Emmaus, there are three ways that we would invite you to continue to walk with us. The first is your unceasing prayers. You may not know this, you may not believe this, but the very most you can do is to pray. It is not the least. Please pray for Jahaira. Pray for the 49 students. Pray for the families. Pray for the leadership. Pray for the program. Pray for their schools. Please join us in prayer. To remind you to pray with us, we have brought these equal to age bracelets. They're out on the tables in the back. You're invited to pick one up. Use it as a bookmark, wear it as a bracelet, a keychain, whatever you can do, think of to use it for. But as a reminder to pray. There are all sorts of other things, magnets and stickers, that you can put anywhere to remind you to pray. The second thing is your physical involvement. There is no substitute for coming and seeing and tasting and touching the reality of the ministry in Ecuador. Ashley is working diligently on a team coming sometime 2022, and we also have a vision team scheduled for February 17th to the 22nd of 2022, just 5 nights, a quick in and out, to come see what it is that you help make possible. And the third, of course, is financial support. We cannot afford micro-scholarships. We cannot give money away without those resources. Individual donations, we ask for $39 a month. You can give $100, you can give $1 million. We're not going to put limits on you. Whatever you want to do is fine. But anything is better than not. Financial support would be greatly appreciated. In God's kingdom, that is so different than ours, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Because in that we impart dignity, worth, and value. We are greatly blessed, and we are blessed to give.